hearing the sounds of the awesome Triumphant Quartet singing Amazing God. This song is number one on the singing charts. I'm telling you what, you can hear why these men can sing. And Ken Inman, one of the members of the Triumphant Quartet, will be my guest. Later this week, I'll give you the exact day before this hour is up. And by the way, get to hear this voice this Friday. They'll be in concert at First Baptist Church of North Augusta, along with Karen Peck and others. Triumphant Quartet. All right, gotta let you hear some more of that. I've got to let you hear some more of that. So you would certainly hear it as we go to that next commercial break. Let's take a look, though, at what the Pew Research Center has found with regards to some of the positions that are taking, that are being taken by, again, we're looking at the generational part of the equation now. And their focus right now is the percent who take the more conservative position on each of the following issues that I'm going to give you. And we're going to take a look at where these generations stand based on whether they either are or lean Republican, whether they are or lean Democratic. All right, so here we go. First issue, all familiar. Government regulation of business usually does more harm than good. Do you want me to start with the silent, the older generation? And we go on to the younger generation, the youngest mentioned, millennials. Or you want me to start with the millennials, the younger group, and work on up to the older? Okay, let's start with the silent then. Oh, millennials? Okay, we'll start with the millennials. For those who either are or lean Democratic, 39% of millennials said that government regulation of business usually does more harm than good. For those who either are or lean Republican, 56% agree with that statement, that government regulation of business usually does more harm than good. With Generation X, 30% of those who are Democrat or lean Democrat, and 67% of those who are Republican or lean Republican agree with that statement. Within the baby boomer generation, 34% of those who are or either are or lean Democratic, 73% of those who either are or lean Republican agree that government regulation of business usually does more harm than good. And then finally, within the silent generation, who is not so silent, you think that they're going to be kind of close when you compare, well, when Pew Research findings compare those who either are or lean Democrat to those who either are or lean Republican. Just within the silent generation, you suppose that we'll find that they're pretty close together? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you may be surprised. It is actually probably the biggest spread of all. In fact, it is, without question, the biggest spread of all. Within the silent generation, those who either are Democrat or lean Democrat, 29% agree that government regulation of business usually does more harm than good. Within the silent generation, for those who either are or lean Republican, 74% agree with that statement. How about this one? Poor people today have it easy because they can get government benefits without doing anything in return. Do you suppose that of those four generations we're looking at, silent, baby boomer, Generation X, millennial, that they're all going to pretty much see this the same way, regardless of party affiliation? In other words, do you think that all Democrats, that most Democrats are going to see this the same way, regardless of generation? Do you think that most Republicans are going to see it the same way, regardless of generation? Well, check this out. Let's start with the silence this time, and then we'll move to the youngest generation mentioned. Within the silent, in fact, let me start with the silent. I'm going to mix this up just a little bit. Let me start with the silent generation and give you all the Democratic or leaning Democratic positions, and then we'll do the same thing with the Republicans. So starting with the silent generation, with this issue, poor people today have it easy because they can get government benefits without doing anything in return. Pew's research finds that 25% of Democratic or Democratic-leaning members agree with that statement. 21% of the Democratic baby boomers agree with that statement. 25% again of Generation X agrees with it. 28% of millennials agree that poor people today, and again, this all on the Democratic or lean Democratic side, these are the percentages of each of those generations who contend that poor people today have it easy because they can get government benefits without doing anything in return. Now, on the Republican side, again, starting with the silent generation, and these are those who either are Republican or lean Republican, 66% of the silents agree that poor people today have it easy because they can get government benefits without doing anything in return. 62% of baby boomers, 62% of Generation X, 62% of millennials on the Republican side agree with that statement, that poor people today have it easy because they can get government benefits without doing anything in return. I'm kind of surprised that such a large percentage of Republican millennials take that position. I would have expected Republican millennials to be a little closer to Democratic millennials on that issue. 62%, maybe, you know, whereas the Democrats were at 28%, maybe not 28%, but I would have thought maybe closer to 34-38%. I'm really surprised by that 62% from the millennials. Okay. We'll take a look at just a few more of these when we come back, and then we're going to take a look. We're going to get back into this look that we were taking at medical marijuana. And I definitely want to give you some more information about that so that you can hopefully be able to gather enough information to help you at least think, maybe I have enough information to make a well-informed decision as to which position I should take. We're going to give some pro-con information about that probably this Saturday. And if not this Saturday, definitely starting next week. I want to give you some information. And again, we'll just take our time looking into this. No need to rush through it. And just see, where do we think we should stand based on the volume of information that we'll be gleaning? I'll be right back. Be still.